Oh, it's a very real threat. And you saw the very barbaric behavior. And one of the problems is it's gone unabated for nearly 2 years. And that draws people from Britain to across Europe, even the United States, to go and join the fight. They see that as a winning ideology, a winning strategy, and they want to be a part of it. And that's what makes it so dangerous. They are one plane ticket away from U.S. shores. And that's why we're so concerned about it.
But we've heard the Pentagon say that right now they are not in a position to launch an attack on the United States. Is there any credible intelligence that ISIS is either planning that or has the capability to do it?
Well, I'm going to dispute that. So we know that in the number 2,000 of Westerners with Western passports is low. Intelligence has a very different number, and it's much higher than that. And the very fight between al-Qaeda that allowed ISIS to separate from al-Qaeda in Syria was the fact that they wanted to conduct Western-style operations. Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda, said, no, we want you to focus on Syria. That's what started the fight. So this notion that they were too barbaric is almost laughable, given that al-Qaeda flew airplanes and slaughtered 3,000 people on 9/11. It was all about direction, control of those individuals. What they were saying at the time was, we have a lot of people who have passports that could go to Europe and then to the United States without a visa waiver, meaning they wouldn't have to apply for a visa. The only way we would know is by looking at who was riding on those airplanes, and that might not be enough. And so they were believing at the time that they could be aggressive in that, and they still talk about that. If you know, even their rhetoric is, we're still going to conduct a Western-style attack. And remember, al-Qaeda wants to put some points on the board because they want to be the jihadist organization that attracts people and money.